1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to another episode, another podcast. Well, nope, the same podcast.
Whoa. It's evolved.
Whoa.
Apes of the Party.
We are Party of Apes, an improvisational group on the Central Coast. My name is Gabrielle. And to my right,
Scott.
I
can't roll your R.
Scott Liel.
You got an R in your last name.
Oh, yeah.
Try again.
Scott Lasso.
No. Oh,
no, that was vaguely racist. Something like that. Matt, take over.
Russell. My name is Matthew Dreider.
Oh. My name is Luke George.
You guys are so exotic.
Yep.
It's all in there.
That's right. All of us are very unique and different. Not at all. White guys, brown hair. That's not us.
Not us.
Nope.
I'm
thinking maybe I should dye my hair like blue or something.
Cool.
Maybe like ninja.
Like a wave.
Actually, I want to go.
Sorry, I'm so disconnected from YouTube and stuff. When you said like you're like ninja, I'm like ninjas didn't have blue hair.
Same.
But that's against everything ninja stand for.
Someone's never watched Naruto.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I haven't. I'm sorry. Anime fans at me.
I just think it'd be cool. Like, I don't know about blue. Maybe like because my favorite color is purple. I was thinking like a pastel, bright kind of purple. I don't know. If, I think
all the hair, even the beard.
No.
As a word of
warning. Are they cool with the beard?
Why not? Okay.
You can't keep.
Then yes.
Sure. A word of warning about dyeing hair. When I was younger, not super young, around year 7, year 8. Was that 14, 13?
The eyes when you try to dye your eyelashes?
No. Bodyboarding was really big in my class. Everyone like really going into bodyboarding.
Every time I think about hair dye, I think about bodyboarding.
Bodyboarding.
Wait,
it's a slippery slope.
I'm working my way up. So a lot of the cool guys in class were into bodyboarding and like fully getting the proper bodyboards from surf, dive, and ski, getting the flippers, waxing the bodyboards, like wetsuits, everything. And I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a bodyboard. I'm going to go bodyboarding. It's going to be great. And I went fully into it. And I was like, oh, I need to look like a surfer dude. And so I got my auntie, who was a hairdresser, to put blonde streaks in my hair.
Beautiful.
Because obviously surfers, we all know, have blonde hair and look.
But you got streaks.
I got blonde streaks. But the issue is that there were many streaks and they were very blonde. And I had long hair. So I looked like kind of like Kurt Cobain, like a wannabe kid Kurt Cobain. And just looked sad and just was terrible. And I wish that is where the desire to be a bodyboarder stopped. But I kept going and kept embarrassing myself.
Oh,
But
what's so difficult about bodyboarding? Isn't it like boogie boarding where you just kind of catch a wave?
Boogie boarding is like catching the whitewash or whatever and just going back into shore. Like bodyboarding, you still want to get the wave and get into the barrel and go like across the wave like surfing. You're just lying down.
So it's like diet surfing.
Kind of, yeah. It's like I don't know.
Surfing for people with weak legs.
I don't want to say that in case some bodyboarders listening to
surfing
the podcast.
For losers. Absolute losers.
But I did, we went to this one beach near Soldiers Beach one time and it was a very popular surface spot. And it's because there was like a rock wall that kind of went all the way out to the back. So you could just walk across the rock wall and jump into where the waves are hitting and just catch them and ride them. I had no experience whatsoever. And so I took my bodyboard. I had my flippers on. I put my flippers on and I jumped into the water and a huge wave came and immediately dunked me right next to the rocks. I thought I was going to die. I was like under the water for an ungodly amount of time. Like I could see rocks next to me and I was just barreling under the water. And eventually I came up and then another wave hit me and it just kept happening again and again. Eventually I was able to just ride the whitewash of a wave back to the shore. And I was lying there as though I was like a castaway survivor, just like on the beach, like passed out. Like I thought I was dead. And I was like, it was like this. And I looked out and everyone's just like having a good old time, just bodyboarding out there.
Nobody realized.
And
he
was like, Scott, you coming back in? I'm like, I'm done. And so I spent probably 2 hours just sitting on the beach by myself.
That's horrifying. I hate that feeling.
I think I've already told this story on the podcast about how I had surf lessons, but I only had a couple of surf lessons and we never made it into the water because we always were practicing on the sand.
I don't think you've told that story.
Did you like build little waves out of the sand?
So we would build like a little bump to sit like the surfboard on because you have to practice popping up. And I was quite young at the time. I would have been like maybe 10 or 11. And I would like you practice like popping up and jumping up. And my mum was so terrified of me going into the water. She wouldn't let me go in until I had like perfected it.
Jumping up.
Yeah, I know how to surf. Just starts making a sandcastle.
all the other mothers are bringing their daughters, being like, bye, honey, have a good time. Just running past you as you're there. Like,
I'll make it there someday.
It doesn't sound like your mum at all.
I gotta say, Scott, the way that you described that, I love the idea of someone so bad at surfing, they become a castaway. Yeah. Watch up on a desert island.
Yeah, it was one of those moments in my life where I thought I was gonna die. I was legitimately drowning.
This is what your mum saved you.
Yeah. But like, I feel like
it's hard to drown in sand.
Yeah, I feel like this is a common theme in a lot of the stories I tell about me just doing things.
Try something, go to Ted, and go, nah, can't do that.
just to impress a group of people, I think are cool. Yeah. It happened with the skateboarding. Happened with this. There's plenty more stories I can tell later.
Yeah, is that why you're here?
Just vent. Yeah.
No, because you think. That you can do this. Yeah. This is way cool.
At least I haven't fallen flat on my face and broken my nose on this one. Real scary. You dodged a bullet by just staying on this.
Yeah, hand. I'm glad I stayed.
Yeah, all the bullets
safe.
Are in the water. All those fish hunters.
That's very your mum's a very British lady.
Oh, she's just I'm very accident prone.
Notoriously afraid of the ocean.
No, but she's notoriously afraid of me falling and injuring myself because when I was quite young, I would constantly fall over. I needed glasses and they didn't know that I needed glasses. So I was constantly falling over and they wouldn't understand why I wouldn't see things or like why my like peripheral, like why it was bad and like why I was doing poorly in school. They thought something was very wrong.
Did you tell that on the podcast that they took you to like a psychologist?
Yes,
I don't think that was on the podcast. I think
I don't know if that was in the podcast where
did
I got,
you hear this?
I
didn't hear that.
I got taken to a behavioral optometrist. Behavioral optometrist who basically said that I was just being difficult and that all I needed to do to fix my eyesight was exercise. So they had me doing like star jumps and walking around a chair to strengthen my eyes, but also discipline.
The best thing about the story though is that your dad had to do it with
my dad did the exercises with me. Then he was like, come on, Gabby, like we're going to do the exercises and I would be walking around this chair.
Just stumbling.
What? But obviously it didn't work because it was quackery. What do you call that?
Yeah, I call it quackery.
Quackery. Yeah.
That's so strange. But, behave better to your eye, to see better.
Yeah, I love my mum and my mum's not crazy and I'm going to make her sound crazy by saying this because she had a similar thing with my flat feet where she thought that I would grow out of having flat feet. So she just never had it, like never had insoles or anything. So I have like knee problems.
I don't know if it's like a generational thing, but I feel like a lot of mothers around, like we all love our mums. Our mums are great and our mums did a lot for us pre-phase. But I feel like there was like a thing where it's like my child is perfect and no one's going to be able to tell me that there is something wrong with my child. Like my mum also had that a lot as well. It's like, no. There is nothing wrong with my kids. I'm like, looking back, there were some things wrong with me, mum.
That's why I'm going to tell my kids every day they're useless idiots. I'll keep taking him to the doctors, but something's got to be wrong.
Are you sure there's nothing? Look at this child. Oh.
But yeah, they stopped taking me. They got me glasses.
Yeah.
I still don't have insoles. I should probably get some. Hey, that's on me as an adult now.
At least you can surf.
Yeah, exactly. Sand.
At least you could surf on a green screen.
Oh, if someone needs really green screen like, surfing,
got the technique.
Oh, yeah.
Keep an eye on our TikTok for that video.
Last week on Apes on the Airways.
We haven't seen not Scott. I'm not going to call him Scott. We haven't seen Samuel since he got dunked by the wave and got washed out into the ocean.
We told him to stay on the sand. Where am I? Ground, beautiful ground. And
a jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Welcome to where we all go when we fall through the pit.
Lucy, I know you've only been on the sand, but I think it's time for you to go out and save Samuel.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to go save Samuel.
Guys, I could just call the Coast Guard.
Like, no, this is just your mum talking. You are ready.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
But he went out so far. I don't know where he's gone. He got taken by that whirlpool.
Trust your training.
Will Samuel ever be saved? And will Lucy ever find him? Where did he go? And what will happen? Just stick around, dudes.
I love it. An island in the middle of nowhere. A beach that goes on for miles down there to the horizon. And in the island, nothing but forest and mountains.
Tropical jungle. And sorry, that...
Tropical jungle.
And the mountains.
And the mountains.
So that had snow on the peaks.
Everything
Every climate
on this island. Here. Samuel stands there with this undescribed character yet.
Hello there. Sorry, bro. I just got really dunked and my heart's beating like real
no,
real
I get
fast.
It. Huh? I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah. Where? How do you think I ended up on this island?
Am I dead? Did I die?
No, you've never been more alive.
What do you mean? But where am I? I was just at like Soldier's Beach just before and then I feel like I went down like this whirlpool thing. I'm definitely dead.
No. It just spits you out on this side for some reason. I don't know.
Like
I'm not
wormhole?
No scientist. I'm not a scientist.
Wait, are you?
Yeah.
I remember you.
Yeah.
You were on the news last year.
Yeah, it's me.
You died at sea.
No.
I am dead.
No, I lived at sea.
As he says, you, and points to this person we haven't described yet. We finally described this person. It's a classic surfer dude. Has blonde streaks in his hair.
Really like Kurt Cobain.
Real Kurt Cobain vibes. Also... played up by the fact he has an acoustic guitar strung around his back.
It looks like he's still wearing sort of modern clothes, but they're all ripped up and dirty, and he's got leaves around him.
He's got like coconuts. A ripped tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Coconut shoulder pads.
Who surfs in a shirt?
So, I'm not dead.
No.
And you didn't die. What was your name again? It was Bobby, right?
Yeah, Bobby.
Bobby.
You've got a real good memory.
Well, I've
been out here alone so long that I kind of forgot my own name for a little bit.
As he says, I've been alone for so long, the forest trees start to move and a low growl is heard deep, deep into the forest.
Okay, except for that guy that's in there, but he's an arsehole. Don't even encourage him.
Wait, there's more people here?
Yeah, of course.
More people have gotten sunk by the wormhole and then popped out here.
How many people have you seen on the news that go missing at that beach?
Well, my mum tells me that I have to read the news of all the people who die at the beach, so I'm too scared to go, but she never scared me. So I know that in the past year there have been 4 supposed deaths from surfers, but the bodies were never found.
Screams and smoke and dudes can be heard from deeper and deeper into the jungle.
Yeah, they're in there, but okay. They don't let me hang out with them.
Oh, well, why not?
I don't know. I set up this place all nice. I welcome them in, and then all of a sudden, they just shun me out, and I don't even know. I don't even get it, man.
That's weird. That's weird, bro. Oh, well, I'll be your friend, bro, and we can go. We need to go unify everyone so we can get back.
Home. Bro, don't even trust them, man.
Why not?
There is some weird stuff in there, like.
Oh, like the hallucinogenics kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My mom didn't let me. Like, she said to stay away from all of that.
Well, some of that, some of. I think they might be trying to start cannibalism on this island.
But there's only 3 or 4 people here.
I know. So if they see you, they're gonna get ravenous.
Okay. Okay. Have they tried to eat you before?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't introduce myself. Sorry. My name's Samuel.
Samuel, nice
please,
to meet you, man.
Please don't
he
eat
grabs
me.
His hand and starts shaking it like violently. Good to meet you, man. Good to meet you, man. Oh, soft hands, soft hands.
Thanks, bro. Well, I'm here. You're like a famous dude because you were in the newspaper. And I want to work together so we can get back home. And I can see my family again. I can see Lucy. So how do we get back?
I guess we just have to, you know, give your board with you.
And he sees the board wash up next to him, broken in pieces. Oh, dang it. I just bought that.
Oh, man, that sucks. Just how about we pick up the pieces? We go over to my hut. It's just over there. It's away from all those, you know, those dudes in the forest.
Okay. Sure thing, Bobby. Let's go.
As he goes past Bobby, Bobby leans over as he goes past and sniffs his hair.
Food. We go over to the other side of this wormhole to where Lucy is on the beach and she has a bunch of different family members ready for an exhibition out to find.
Expedition.
Did I say exhibition?
Exhibition.
Fuck me.
Welcome.
She has an exhibition describing the events that led up to Samuel's disappearance.
Oh, wow. It's so dangerous.
Oh, wow. I want to go over to that stall over there.
Wow. A PowerPoint presentation on the beach.
Oh, wow. Look, the whirlpool's still there. Oh, wow.
Lucy, it's Lucy. She's getting up. She's getting up. She's getting up.
Shut up.
She's
up. Lucy, let Lucy speak.
Thank you all for coming here today. I know that you are all here very excited. There's a lot of hubbub today.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Too many boys have gone missing on this beach, and girls, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Girls.
No.
We don't keep track of them, mm-hmm. but the dudes have gone missing, and we must find them.
Mm.
Now, who is with me to go out and block the ocean? We're putting up barricades on the ocean. We're making sure that no one goes missing again, and we're cutting off all access to the ocean except for import and export needs. Who's with me?
I'm not with them.
No.
We want the boys back.
Yeah, we want the boys back.
We want
someone needs
we
to go.
Want
yeah,
the
someone
boys.
Needs to someone go into the whirlpool to find them.
That brings
them.
Us to my next point. We're going to send out a group, an expedition. We're going to need volunteers, but those who are left behind are going to set up a barricade.
Oh, I'll go on.
So you can't get back?
No.
Yeah,
there are gates for the barricade, but it's just so the general public can't go back out there and get lost.
Do you have council permission for this?
This is... Well, I've got the council here today. Hi, council.
Hello, I'm the council.
We're here also. We have put papers forward for the council.
We're running out of time. Just sign it. I'm going. I'll save the boys.
A beautiful woman steps forward as well. Blonde hair flowing down her shoulders. She's wearing a beautiful summer dress. She says, "My boyfriend Bobby went missing 1 year and 4 months ago. If you're going on an expedition to find your boyfriend, I'm coming too."
Well then, we have one volunteer. Who else? Who else wants to come find these boys?
Yes, I want to go find the boys.
Ma'am, do you have someone that's missing on this trip?
I just want to go find boys.
It may be a perilous journey.
Oh, pish posh. I'll just find the boys. Bring the back the boys.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Shani.
We look at Shani. She is wearing high heels and a formal dress on the beach for some reason.
Slowly sinking with her heels into the sand.
Yeah, I want to go find all the boys. Because our school group, there's too many girls now. And I just need more of a balance with the girls and the boys.
I think we take her.
I think we take her.
Anyone else?
I've got a lot of money, so I can do
whatever. You're already in.
I'm already in.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Anybody else going with us on an expedition, please?
Mm. There's already four of yous because you're two characters.
What?
Is he? Yeah, he's already two people that have agreed to go.
Who is the other one?
Oh, it's just like this guy. This guy's going. I'm going.
Oh. And then Sinead's also going.
All right. Well,
four enough.
We've got four, but I don't know if we can count Sinead. She seems a bit flighty. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this to you.
What about?
I don't trust Sinead.
Why?
She seems flighty.
This is just because of the stuff that happened at school.
No, she's
it?
Sinking into the sand and she looks very disinterested.
We look over at it. She's now waist deep in the sand.
And then the camera pans across the sand and it lands on one boot and one wooden leg sinking into the sand.
Or if you're going for adventure, I'd be coming with you. Just call me Captain.
Captain, you've been on this beach for what people say are centuries, and now you're deciding to do something?
Oh, you've been looking for adventure. I've been staring at that whirlpool for centuries. It's my next conquer.
Oh, well, if this guy's going, I'm not going to go. I don't think you're going anywhere.
You are now neck deep in sand.
That's all right. I'll just pay for the barricade. You guys go find old, catch all the boys, bring them back, please.
This is a good point. We do need someone manning the beach, Sinead.
Yes, I will pay everyone to make the barricade.
We need you
safe.
To also lead the team here.
Yeah, I can lead.
We trust you, Sinead. All right.
I think we're good. We go back to the jungle island, deep, deep into the jungle, where a group of dude bros are chilling out around a fire.
Dude,
welcome, dude, to the gathering of the righteous.
Dude, we're always here, dude.
Dude, I know, but it's like this, like, we're gonna kick off the meeting now, dude.
All right, dude. Are we gonna address the whole, like, Bobby trying to eat people thing, dude?
Yeah, dude, I saw him trying to put salt on me last night. Dude. Like, how did he even get here, dude?
How did he even get the salt, dude?
Dude. I think he's been
siphoning it out of the seawater.
Yeah,
dude.
Have you seen him? He has like all these little containers, like coconut containers, and he fills them with water, and he waits till the water dries, and then he drinks the salt.
Dude. How do you even drink salt?
He's doing it the wrong way, dude. It's meant to be like so you can get the salt out of the water. He just wants the salt.
Crazy, dude. I told you, dude, when like we invited him out bodyboarding that one time, I was like, I don't think this dude has it. And he clearly doesn't have it.
Dude, I was going to say about the bodyboarding, man. I thought Bobby was actually riding an actual body that day, man.
I think it was so confused.
Boarding on a body, man.
I was going to say something when he was on the beach waxing it up. I'm like, I think that's a human being.
Like, dude, like, where's Travis, man?
Yeah,
like, where
dude.
Is he?
Where's
that's
his Travis? Tattoos. That's Travis.
That's his tattoos on your board, man.
I haven't seen Travis in ages, dude.
Hey, dude, what's wrong, dude? You look down.
Yeah, man. What's
ages,
got your,
dude?
Why you're all bummed out, man?
Oh my God, you're missing a leg.
Oh my God, what's going on, dude?
There's a giant bite mark in your leg.
Why didn't you say anything, dude? Oh,
Oh, he's dead. Dude, I'm so sorry you died.
Bobby must have taken a bite while he was asleep.
Why didn't he leave the whole body, though,
dude?
He was
supposed to be on watch last night, man.
Oh, my bad, guys. That was me, dude.
No, that's sick. We had a nice bake sesh last night.
It is so good that we ended up on an island that has so much weed.
So much weed. It's like 90% of our exports.
They see Travis just lying there, lifeless, pale.
Oh my God, it's Travis!
Oh my God, there's Travis!
But there is a note in his hand.
Dude.
His lifeless body falls onto the fire.
His body fell into the fire and had the note in his hand, dude. I guess we'll never see it now. It's in the fire.
No, grab the fire. Ow, I burned my hand, dude.
Grab the note. Oh, I burnt my hand, too.
Wait, I got part of the letter, dude.
I got the other part of the letter.
What's it say, dude?
It says this.
Wow, dude, that's crazy, man. What does it mean?
I don't know. What does yours say?
What?
Mine says this.
I'm looking at mine. It's just a bit of blank paper. Oh, I've got it around the wrong way.
It's double-sided paper, dude.
Double-sided paper. I always forget. Mine says... it says, I ate Travis. It doesn't taste good, dude.
I think you got two different notes, dude.
This is two different notes.
Yours just says this.
Mine says this, and that doesn't even make sense together.
This I ate, Travis.
That's the end of it because I haven't finished mine.
Oh, dude.
It says, I ate Travis, dude. I'm going to get the rest of you. Just know.
Know what?
Just ends.
This. Know this.
Just know this.
As they're speaking,
it's not a way to finish a paragraph, dude.
As they're speaking, they hear laughs and chatter and shouts of joy from the beach.
Whoa. Oh,
that sounds like a new voice, dude.
Oh, my God. We got to go save him from Bobby.
Somebody else has come through the wormhole.
Oh, man. They got to... Why are they not coming to find us?
Dude. We should have stayed on the beach, man.
Dude, it's always
Bobby was on the beach.
And there's no weed right on the beach.
And Bobby's scared of the forest, dude.
Yeah, it's because of all the pygmy possums that keep attacking him. Dude, it's crazy, man.
It's so pygmy.
Yeah.
As they start... Wait, were you starting to leave?
Yeah, let's go, man.
Let's go.
As they start to leave, Travis's body catches even more light and starts and inflames a small little bush, which then leads to a tree. Whoa, what the heck, man? This is crazy. Will, like, the whole forest jungle go in flames? Will Lucy and the expedition ever get there? And, like, is this dude gonna eat someone? That'd be crazy. Let's just keep watching, see what happens.
No break?
Oh, wait, sorry. We'll have a little break. So watch this ad and then we'll watch and see what happens. Just stick around, yeah.
Surf, dive, ski.
Die.
If you want the most extreme sports possible, come to surf, dive, ski, die. The extremist of sports.
Parachuting without a parachute. Surf, dive, ski, die.
Surfing on a shark face.
Surf, dive, ski, die.
Helmets with needles built into them. Surf dive, ski, die.
Skateboard without a helmet. Surf, dive, ski, die.
Untieable shoes.
Surf, dive, ski, die.
Ski in the desert. With no water at all.
Surf, dive, ski, die. Staying out late when your mom says to be home at a certain time.
Surf, dive, ski, die.
Forget to put the washing out when your wife specifically asks you to.
Surf, dive, ski, die.
Going for a walk and pissing your pants and then a cougar attacks you because you're wearing pants that are covered in muskrat blood, which is activated by the piss that you got from.
Surf, dive, ski, die.
Everything on sale now.
My dad actually got binoculars from there, and now he's blind. He was just like, I want to get into bird watching.
It seems like a bad decision on your dad's part.
Yeah, it's weird because the binoculars.
Oh, sorry, you go. Oh, I was going to say, like, I bought a swimsuit from them, like a full dive suit, but I tried it on in the change room and it was made of like lead. It was so heavy that I couldn't even walk out. And I was like, maybe I won't take this in the water, but it definitely would have kept me like not wet and very warm.
That's cool. Well, I just want to say about they are great products if that's what you're looking for. The binoculars, they have some, like, there's a camera on it and AI technology which automatically targets the sun. So when he looked through it, it was like perfectly clear image of close up of the sun, which blinded him instantly.
Good thing it didn't go into his brain.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true. That's the die part of it.
Back to the episode. In Bobby's makeshift hut.
Wow, this is a cool place.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, cool. Do you think maybe it's like bedtime? Maybe we should go to sleep?
Nah, nope. I'm pretty awake. Yeah. There's, are those human fingers up on the wall? And I'm pretty sure that's like, they're like human skulls.
Yeah, no. Like, it's just how I remember the previous dudes that have passed.
They've died. Yes, oh, okay.
Yes. It's like in memoriam.
They're in the kitchen though.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, like the area that looks kind of like the kitchen with the campfire and your little mini fridge.
Yeah. We revealed the campsite area a little bit more. It's really in depth. There's different rooms. There's a living area,
they've all been
area.
Sort of like marked out with the lines in the sand.
The mini fridge that Samuel mentioned is made of sand and like sticks.
There's a TV which is just like a TV outline made of sticks, and in that outline there are little stick figures made of actual sticks.
There's a bed that is made out of surfboard bits as well as stacked sand and twigs, but you can see little bits of surfboard sticking out from more than one surfboard at least.
There's a working air conditioner.
Man, this is a really nice place you got here.
Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, it really spiced things up when that air conditioning unit washed up on shore.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. Let me just stand in front of it.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, sure, for a long time I was like, what am I going to do with these solar panels?
Yeah. How'd you get solar panels?
Lots of things wash up.
Well, what if you have an aircon and solar panels, what else do you have?
What do you mean, what else do I have?
Like anything else wash up?
You're looking at my entire
Okay, so the aircon and the solar panels, they're lucky.
Are you joking?
Yeah,
I've got a working air conditioning unit. That's the luckiest thing that ever happened to me.
Sorry, I should change my response. Wow, a working air conditioner.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm still getting over the trauma of being sucked down into a wormhole.
I mean, I guess some other stuff have washed up that's kind of cool, but it's like...
What other kind of stuff?
Gun.
Like what?
Gun.
Like an actual gun.
Yeah, no bullets though.
Oh, okay.
They're in the ocean.
They're still in the ocean. All the bullets are in the ocean. Yeah, all the bullet fish.
Yeah.
Why don't we go diving for some bullets?
Oh, no, I don't go in the ocean anymore.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well, I'm still in my trauma right now, so I can go in. I haven't actually gotten out of the mode of panicking for my life, so I'll go diving. I'll grab some bullets, come back.
You go grab bullets?
Yeah. We're friends now. We're survival. We got to go shoot some, like, pigs or something. I don't know. What are the native animals?
Yeah, go hunting.
We'll go hunting or, like... Yeah. Well, I'll go for a dip and you just, like, I don't know, prep a salad or something.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, see you soon.
See you soon.
Samuel runs and does a dive into the oncoming waves.
Oh, that beautiful idiot. He's going to taste so good. Oh my God, they're coming over here. There is a shimmer in the jungle as the fire keeps spreading along, and the dudes, as they're walking out of the jungle, sort of backlit by the flame.
We see them like coming out of the smoke that's surrounding them, just high as hell. It's like half of the forest is weird.
Marijuana. Dude, what, dude?
Dude, I'm so hungry, dude.
I'm so hungry. Hey, it's Bobby, dude.
What? Bobby, where, man?
Bobby's right there, dude. Bobby, the one over there laughing, dude.
He's just laughing, dude. Sitting in his house laughing. That's crazy, dude.
Dude, that's so crazy, dude.
Wonder why he's happy.
All right, let's go ask him.
Hey, Bobby.
We haven't hung out with Bobby in so long.
Why did we go hang out with Bobby?
I don't know, dude.
Bobby.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Dude, don't worry, man.
Yeah, dude, just chilling on the beach. But why are you out of the jungle, dude?
Dude, we came over here.
Dude, we heard you out here laughing.
Laughing, dude.
You sound like you were with someone, dude.
Oh no, it's just me, Bobby, out here by myself. But you might have heard the sound. Are you doing voices, dude?
Are you doing multiple voices?
Dude, that's sick.
Are you putting on a play,
dude? I like your pad, by the way.
Yeah, cool air conditioner.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. I was doing voices. You might have heard the TV. He points to the sand.
Dude, can we watch this show, dude? Dude, we're going to sit on your couch and you're not going to do a performance for us, dude.
Dude, please. I want to see this TV, please.
Also, dude, I just want to say, I don't know if you got a lock for this door or not, but like... We were walking, like, all this smoke came out of nowhere, and so I think the pygmy possums are probably going to be heading towards
the pygmies.
They're probably going to be heading this way pretty soon.
We've got to lock up the house.
I don't mind. Like, they're fine with us. They just seem to hate you for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why they don't like me.
We flash back to when Bobby first arrived to the island and the beach was just filled with pygmy possums.
And by pygmy possums, because this is some weird island with, like, all sorts of different biomes on it, basically. Pygmy possums are actually the body and the head of a pig, and they've got monkey arms and legs.
These possums, they're so friendly and they're so big and they're so tender. Come here, I'm in there. We flash back to the day. Yeah, no, I don't know why they don't like me, man. I don't know.
But dude, you lock up and then we're gonna watch your TV, dude.
Okay.
You got snacks, dude?
I've got finger bites.
I'll take some finger bites, dude.
Yeah, I mean.
As I start watching the whatever performance is on the TV, we cut back to Soldier's Beach in the water where Lucy's expedition for the boys are placed around the whirlpool in boats and on surfboards and boogie boards already to jump in.
They're all connected by like the leg straps, but connected to each other.
Everyone's surfboard and stuff is very specific to their character. Like Bobby's girlfriend, who I'm going to call Charlize, is like she's like got the real Baywatch vibe going on, like real like sexy, like and what's it called, the
One Piece,
no, what are they
wet
called
suit?
Wetsuit, yeah, yeah,
okay. The captain is still in like a full leather jacket and he's paddling on a plank from a pirate ship.
I never named this guy or gave him a lot of characters. He's on a very, like, just standard surfboard in just a black wetsuit. There's nothing really...
It just, like, instead of a design, it just says surfboard.
And it's got a wetsuit that says wetsuit. No branding.
Lucy's got her hair slicked back in like in a professional bun, and she's got a wetsuit that's zipped all the way to her neck.
It's buttoned up,
and she's sitting on her bodyboard.
She got the flippers as well.
She's got the flippers for speed and gloves.
Suction gloves.
Yeah, she's gonna Mission Impossible.
Help her climb through the water.
Yeah. just in case. And her surfboard is almost identical to her boyfriend's surfboard.
Lucy, Captain, David Smith, are you ready?
I just, first of all, I've been hearing people call this thing a whirlpool and a wormhole. Should we call it a wormpool or a whirlhole?
I like whirlhole.
I think that sounds disgusting. Personally, I prefer wormpool.
That also sounds pretty yuck. A pool of worms? Why don't we just stick... We don't know if it's a wormhole because we don't know where it goes. So we'll just say it's a whirlpool.
All of a sudden, David Smith gets sucked in first.
Tell us where it goes.
Wait, we're all connected.
I'm attached to him.
And like everyone's attached to each other, so it gets pulled in one by one.
Oh, you hear the Wilhelm scream. Whoa, bros. They just got totally dunked. We'll see if they survived or like whatever happens, and if like Bobby's gonna eat someone like after the break. So like let's keep watching. Live. Live, live, live.
Laugh. Laugh, laugh, laugh.
Love. Love, love, love.
This is the season where no sports, no extremist things. There shall be no danger to any of our kids. Helicopter mums and dads. United. Come together every Sunday at your local community hall or church.
I missed it.
You guys said the live laugh laugh thing. I was supposed to come in. I was supposed to say something.
It's okay. We're still doing the recording.
You can do your part.
Okay, cool. Can we just do it again?
Live.
We'll go again. Laugh, 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 laugh.
Love, 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 love.
Panic, 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 panic. The world is ending. Your kids are going to die unless you do something about it. What is the helicopter? Please.
Helicopter. Great, great. So we have you. Here's our mediator.
Safety first.
At every function of Helicopter Mums and Dads United, there will be a mediator like this.
If you're not afraid, you're going to die.
Exactly. Who will put the sense back into the mums and dads who are letting their children do whatever they want.
Making helicopter parents more flighty than ever.
I can feel my heart fluttering just by looking at your jittering.
I feel on edge and I feel like I too need to hover. Yeah.
If you're not watching your kids, they are in danger. Do not blink, they might die.
Oh, wait, I need to look on my...
Where are my kids? I don't know where my kids are. Where are my kids?
I'm searching them up on Snapchat.
Sorry, location. I'm late. I've got to get my kid to a behavioral optometrist appointment.
live, laugh, 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 love, 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 and panic. Helicopter mums and dads united.
Samuel is swimming by himself when underneath him a whirlpool starts opening up. A dead David Smith is thrown out, followed by a living group of people attached to him.
Oh my goodness. Hi everyone, is this am I now in heaven?
Samuel.
Oh no. Wait. You came through the whirlpool? You're here to save me. Lucy.
Samuel.
Oh my gosh, Lucy.
They hug a beautiful embrace as the lifeless corpse of David Smith is bobbing in the ocean, smacking him on the back of the head.
Ow. Oh no, another casualty.
What's that in your hand?
Just some bullets.
What?
A bullet fish. You've never seen them?
No, I've never seen a bullet fish before.
You guys haven't seen it yet. There's an island that I got washed up on. I met this guy named Bobby. He's got a gun. Getting him some bullets. We're going to go hunting.
My Bobby?
Oh, yeah. You were the one in the newspaper. You were crying and distraught because you lost... Your boyfriend.
He's here.
He's alive.
I need to find Bobby.
Yes. And who are you, sir?
I'm not here for you. I'm here to find my son.
Okay, sir. Let's swim on to the, let me just go, get on the plank.
And then actually, I'll go.
Get off my
plane. Sorry. I don't know why that was my first thought. Lucy, yes, could I
come
please?
On. Yes, Sam, come on.
You're my
this
partner.
This is barely holding
I
me.
I will go with you. My love, my everything.
As they're deciding whose plank and whose surfboard to be on, Charlize is swimming full speed to the shore and comes up just right near the little hut thing that Bobby has built and sees Bobby there entertaining the dude.
Dude, that's sick.
Who's that hot chick who just came out of the water?
Oh. Wait, are you talking about the stick show? Or
no,
you
right
I didn't
there.
Do that. I was doing... No,
right,
this is Seinfeld.
Right there.
Dude, it's been here dude. For so... I've right been here there, so dude. Long. Dude, those sticks are hot, no, dude.
Like, in the ocean.
I get what he means. Like, those sticks are... Dude. What?
Bobby,
dude.
Is that Charlize?
I don't know, dude. Why are you asking me, man? It's your girl. Man.
So it is my girl.
I don't know, dude. I'm high, man. I know, no, dude.
Bobby, I've missed you so much.
Shall we?
We walk together towards each other.
Shall we?
Can I grab the sticks? I kind of want to finish this episode.
Yeah, dude. Can we just keep doing
dude,
this?
Can like, we just... Can we pause this, like, real world? Like, just, yeah. like, this... I just don't know what's going to happen with Kramer right now. Guys, give me a minute. This is the love of my life.
Oh, ad break, dude.
Ad break fucking sucks. You know, do you guys remember, like, Netflix?
Yeah. I'm going to go do a piss. Tell me if I miss anything.
Dude, me too. Yeah. I'm going to go piss.
Yeah, let's all go piss. Tell us if piss. We miss anything, dude.
Dude, tell us if we miss anything.
They all go to the bathroom and all around the toilet.
Bobby.
Oh, yeah, because it's just a separate.
Bobby, I've missed you so much.
Charlize, no, this isn't real. This isn't happening.
I came on an expedition through the worm pool to find you.
My God, Charlize, we can live here together now.
No, I've come to rescue you.
Rescue me? This is my home, don't you see? I've spent a year and 4 months building up this place. I have an air conditioning unit. Didn't have that back at home.
Bobby, what's going into you? You're sounding crazy.
What do you mean crazy? I'm off the grid, Charlize. Well, not literally. My house is pretty much just a grid right now.
Bobby, the veins are sticking out of your neck. You got an ill look in your eye.
Charlize. Live with me here, please.
Bobby, I came to rescue you.
And I am going to rescue you.
Samuel and the rest of the expedition with David Smith's dead body get to the beach.
Bobby, the expedition's here to save us. The dudes are in your home. They're desiccating it. Come.
Quickly. Samuel, did you get the bullets?
I've got the bullets.
Bobby grabs the bullet fish from their hands. Are we going to say that they have bullets in them or that they're just
the
fish?
Bullets.
They are bullets. Yeah. Bobby grabs the bullet fish from Samuel's hand and starts jamming them into the gun.
Bobby, what are you doing?
I'm loading this gun. Fish in slide. Oh, shit.
Or maybe we should peel back the fish. There's a little bullet in there.
We've got
pygmy possums. Yeah. Possums.
So that's shoving the fish into the gun. Like the insides of the fish start like being shredded around the gun to fit as it's smushed inside.
Bobby.
He cocks the gun.
Bobby, yeah. What are you doing?
Dude, those fish are the wrong size for that gun.
Dude, that's not even the right caliber.
Dude, I'm too pissing, dude.
It's smaller fish, dude.
Dude, you need smaller fish.
Well, Bobby, don't say that you're going to shoot the dudes.
No.
Because, like, I know that they're dangerous. I know they're dangerous, but surely we can get them back, get them some medical help, get them some, you know, some behavioral optometry, and they'll be okay soon.
Dude, I'm cool, man. I'm chilling, dude.
We're chill. Bobby's the one who's been eating people, dude.
Yeah, dude. I forgot about that. That's why we don't talk to
him.
That's right.
That's why we came. Yeah, to save you, man.
To save you, man. You're the new guy. Yeah. Bobby eats people.
Bobby eats people.
He ate half of Travis, then wrote like a weird note, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's kind of fucked up because only because like... Like there are people starving, and he didn't even finish him.
And the captain walks up.
Did you say that Bobby ate half of my son?
The captain from back home, dude.
You were Travis's old man this whole time.
I just thought you were an ancient being.
Tell me where my boy is.
Did he give it that? Oh my god.
He was in that forest. He was dead, but now that's all in light, dude.
Dude.
The flames of the forest lift up as he said this. The whole stretch of the beach is in flames.
No.
The ice on the top of the mountains is even melting off.
A huge tsunami is coming down from the top of the mountain.
The captain sprints as hard as he can straight into the forest.
I'm sure we'll never see him again, dude.
Dude,
this is like gonna be so hot in there, dude.
Oh my god, we gotta go. Lucy, get us on.
Okay, quickly, come on. Bobby, come on.
Bobby, please.
Bobby shakily hold up the gun. No one's leaving the island.
Bobby, no. I've been thinking about you every day, Bobby. What's happened to you?
I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about all of you, and I've been thinking about all of you here. So everybody stays here.
A bunch of pygmy possums start swarming out of the jungle. Oh, that's on fire with a tsunami as well.
And they swarm Bobby.
And they drag him back into the flaming forest.
Bobby, no!
She runs after Bobby into the forest. Bobby, my love!
You hear a gunshot go off in the forest in silence.
Okay, that was wild. Lucy, let's get on.
And Samuel and Lucy pop onto her surfboard and start paddling back.
Is there enough room for the rest of us, dude?
Dude!
Why don't we just swim, dude?
Yeah, dude!
Like, it's not even that far out. And like, we're good swimmers, dude.
Lucy throws back the cord that was linking them all once before. And the dudes start grabbing
them. Grab on, dude.
And then they just lay down on the sand waiting to get dragged out.
Eventually they get dragged out. All five of them go back through the whirlpool as this weird mystical island is up in flames where the captain ran in, where Bobby was dragged in, and his grieving girlfriend ran after him.
We cut back, and the whole thing has been, the whole beach has been barricaded, and everyone is like listening to orders being barked from the little mouth sticking out of the sand.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
There's just one little finger that is outside of the sand just pointing where people should go.
As the group of five come up to the beach, there's a security guard at the barrier. Sorry, people. Sorry, no one can enter there or exit the beach.
No, dude. Come on, man. We just came out of the whirlpool.
It's the rules. Yeah, no one can enter or exit the beach.
Hey, wasn't that the whole point of the barricade? And, like, the expedition was to get those guys back? Let them in.
Yeah, let him in.
Please, let us in.
Dude, come on, dude. I'll give you some weed, dude.
Okay.
Come on, dude. Let's go, man.
Security guard lets them in, and they walk out onto Soldier's Beach with a crowd of people cheering them.
Dude, finally, dude. We're back at the beach, man.
Back at the beach. She wants to go for a surf.
Let's go surfing, dude.
No more surfing at Soldier's Beach. The wormhole is too powerful,
That's why we barricaded it, to protect everyone.
Yeah, but we're good surfers.
You're the ones who got lost in the first place.
Yeah, she has a point, dude.
She's got us in that one. There you
go. It's good to be home, dude.
Lucy, thank you for coming to save me.
Thank you for surviving.
Does your mum approve of us now?
Yeah, I think so. I think she doesn't have a choice.
Good. They share an embrace. Back, just a final image of the island that was left burnt. And there was a tsunami from the ice that came down. Everything is silent. We see up in the mountains a little puff of smoke. We hear some chanting of lost fathers. Wow, that was like a wild story, everyone. Oh, let's see what like happens next week. Ah, they have awoken us. We've been frozen for so long. Maybe it's time that we get saved.
The captain stands over the super badly burnt Bobby.
You took everything from me. Now everything's been taken from you. But that's not enough. You're coming with me.
Charlene stands next to him.
Yeah, she's not really that bad.
Charlize. Yeah, Charlize. Is Charlize?
Charlize.
Charlize, yeah.
And says,
fine.
He's a dick anyway.
What an episode. I like it when we tune into different like parts of the station, that one being like the surface station. Really good stuff.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, thank you.
The lost father, lost son island.
That's
I wonder if we'll go back there sometime.
Lost Father, Lost Son is a great title for an episode.
Yeah, I wonder what episode.
I don't know. We'll find
out. Not this one.
Not this one.
Thank you again for listening. As we said, we do have a show coming up on the 23rd of March. Live show. We're going to do a live recording of the podcast. Please be there. Please bring friends. Remember, guys, that there is a code if you want cheaper tickets. It's APES with an exclamation point. That's capital APES with an exclamation point. And if you want double price tickets, it's CHIMPS with a capital CHIMPS with a question mark at the end. That's CHIMPS with a question mark.
And this week, what we want to hear from you, we want to hear about your fun sports stories, like any cool extreme sports things, whatever. Like, what are some experiences that you've been like close to death and been like, this is sick?
Email us at podcast@partyofapes.com, or you can send us a message on Facebook or Instagram, whatever you prefer, whatever means of communication you use.
Whatever you do, tune in next week for another exciting episode of
Party of Apes.
Sloppy.
Totally tubular.